This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Julie Gould from Spice Islands. Julie is the Senior Brand Manager for Spice Islands, a premier line of spices sourced from around the world and is part of B&G Foods. Julie, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So first off, Julie, let's define what spices are for our listeners who may not know exactly what we're talking about.
Sure. So spices are the root, seed, fruit, or bark of a plant, and herbs are the leafy portions of the plant. So both provide flavoring for foods, and Spice Islands is set apart by other spices because we have four main quality points that we look to, which would be source, spec, volatile oil, and process.
Now, if you would, tell us about what each of those points are in relation to spices.
Sure, not a problem. So source is where your spice comes from. You know, many spices are actually grown in multiple regions and countries, and depending on where it's from, it can actually have a very different look and taste to it. So a great example of that would be our oregano. Comes from Mexico, and it has a slightly bitter, mintier flavor than traditional Turkish oregano. Or our cinnamon is also a great example. It comes from the Saigon region of Vietnam and has a red-hot candy flavor to it. Instead of your typical cinnamon, that would have a mild, woody flavor to it and comes from Indonesia. And then next would be spec. So spec is short for specification. And that really means what we will and won't accept for our spices in terms of color, flavor, particulate size, how big or small it is, and even more points than that. And at Spice Islands, we really pride ourselves. We have a very strict spec, and that ensures quality and consistency with our product. The next one would be volatile oil. And that, it sounds scary, but it's really just the natural oils of a spice that give it its flavor. So spices have a varying percents of volatile oils they contain, and the higher the level of oils, the more aromatic the spice will be, the more flavor that we'll have to it. Like nutmeg has a really high percent volatile oil, so it's really aromatic. And then the last one would be process. So process is like how you handle your spice, and that can impact how much volatile oil is captured, which greatly influences the quality of the product. You know, many companies pre-grind their spices overseas because it's cheaper, but the challenge with that is that you release the flavors or oils, and then it's 2 months on a boat until that spice gets bottled. And so as often as possible, Spice Islands, we like to buy whole seeds and then grind them in-house. We have a state-of-the-art facility in Ankeny, Iowa. And this allows us to control the process and also make sure that all of the flavor is captured in every bottle.
Spices certainly make a difference. Now, what countries are the primary sources for Spice Islands products?
That's a great question. We actually source from all over the globe. So we have a team of experts that search the world to find high-quality spices. You know, we take extra steps along the way to make sure they stay authentic to their region. So we have long-term relationships with farmers all over the globe, you know, India, Turkey. There's really, it's more than we can list, but we still, you know, hand-pick some of our spices and even dry them in the sun, which is the traditional way the spices have been made. So that tender care really makes its way into the bottle. You can taste the difference in our quality products.
Today we're speaking with Julie Gould from Spice Islands, the Senior Brand Manager for Spice Islands, a premier line of spices sourced from around the world and is part of B&G Foods here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Julie, is it true that all spices are not created equal?
Yes, that's very true. I know many people think a spice is a spice is a spice, but that's not the case at all. You know, there's a huge difference in quality and flavor between your dollar value spice and your Spice Islands premium spice. And it really boils down to the extra attention to detail, like in our garlic powder. For most garlic powder on the market is actually granulated garlic, but Spice Islands is one of the only, if not the only, true garlic powders in the market. And with that, it has the consistency more of flour. And not only does grinding it that fine expose more surface space to it, which more surface space with a spice means more flavor, it also incorporates into recipes really well, so it's more enjoyable to work with. You know, another example is the extra mile that we go by smoking our smoked paprika over oak fires, which infuses it with like an amazing smoky flavor, and it can enhance any meal.
And certainly sounds delicious. Tell us also, what are the most popular spices in your opinion?
Sure. Some of our most beloved spices would be our Saigon cinnamon, our ground cumin's fantastic, and my personal favorite is the garlic powder.
Garlic powder, you gotta love that. Now, with so much attention on healthy eating, what role do spices play in regards to our health?
Sure. Spices are a fantastic way to add amazing rich flavors to a recipe without having to add sugars or fats or other less desirable ingredients. And you can really elevate a dish when you use premium spices. And it means, you know, you'll be satisfied and savor every bite.
Well, Julie, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you on today, and I really appreciate your time. Certainly interesting and a fun topic as well. Spices and making our food taste much better, helping us to eat more healthy as well. Where can listeners get all the details on your products there via Spice Islands?
Sure, you can visit spiceislands.com.
And that is certainly easy enough. Again, Julie, it's been our pleasure to have had you. All the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Take care.
We've been speaking with Julie Gould, the Senior Brand Manager for Spice Islands, a premier line of spices sourced from around the world and is part of B&G Foods. And for further information, simply visit spiceislands.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.